Pianist and composer Haskell Small has gravitated toward quieter, more contemplative works for the piano, which make up the repertoire for his Journey in Silence tour.
Last time I was on this tour, I did the Monpo Musica Callada, which I undeniably admit is an influence for my own piece. I'm doing this time several of my own pieces.
That collection of works by Monpo, which translates to silent music, influenced Haskell Small's piece Reflections on the Book of Hours.
It certainly picks up on the soundscape, the textures, the feeling of searching for the quietest possible sounds.
The Book of Hours, dating back centuries, offers devotional readings that go with particular times of day.
I found the concept of a day divided into the hours for specified prayer that the monks follow. I found the structure of that fascinating, at least the way I'm employing it, starting in the middle of the night, what we call the middle of the night, what the monks call morning.
Small says he's not too literal in translating these ideas into music, but wanted to capture their mood.
Certainly I'm not setting words as such, but its intent is to set at least some part of what the religious texts are attempting to convey.
Part of the reason for playing, as he puts it, on the edge of sound is to make audiences listen more closely.
The intent is to be attentive, to be seeking, searching, looking inwardly, actively, just with an openness to be ready for this whole world that is hiding inside us all, the whole idea of where silence comes from. That fascinates me.
Haskell Small will be playing in Santa Cruz Thursday night and in Oakland at the Flight Deck on Saturday afternoon. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.